Why not? I'm 16.
That's right. You just turned 16. You just got your driver's license. And you are certainly not driving cross-country with a couple of friends for a winter vacation because you don't have enough experience.
How will I ever get the experience if you never let me do anything?
I hardly think we are that strict. But, as you say, you never get to do anything you want.
It's not fair.
I'm sorry you feel that way.
Okay, I won't drive. Just Justine and Sarah will, and they've been driving for months and months. We would be totally careful. There's nothing to worry about. Why don't you believe me?
It's not that I don't believe you, Beth, but the answer is still no.
But why?
You may not take this trip because you are all young, relatively inexperienced drivers. Since you're proposing a winter trip, this is an even more serious consideration. We'd be sick with worry no matter what you tell us. You're just too wonderful to have around the house.
You're running for your stupid office. You're doing what you want, and we have to accommodate you. But I can't do what I want.
Hi. I dropped by the library. They have a bunch of new CDs.
Are you okay?
Your daughter has it in for me.
Oh, now she's my daughter. That's not a good sign. Did you have a fight?
Oh, yes.
What about?
The cross-country trip.
Is she still going on about that? I thought she would have given up on it by now.
Her tactic is to keep asking why. I tell her all the reasons, and I cannot talk her out of it.
When she asks why, you should say what I say.
Which is?
Because I said so.
That might have worked a few years ago. It won't work now.
Maybe. Do you want me to talk to her?
No. I need to face up to this one myself.
Don't worry, honey. She doesn't know it sometimes, but she does love you and look up to you.
I thought adolescent girls were supposed to act up with their mothers.
Excuse me. Have we forgotten ages 12 and 13? Two solid years of tears and door slamming, and as I recall, you could do no wrong. No, no. I have paid my dues. Good luck.
Is it okay if I come in?
Yes.
Hi. The indisputable fact is that you are 16. We're going to have to work out when you're already 16 and when you're only 16.
According to you, I'm going to be only 16 until I'm 90.
You're right. I will be worrying about you longer than you want to know.
But I don't want you to worry. It's not my fault if you do.
Well, some situations worry us more than others, Beth. This trip is one. I'm sorry it's such a disappointment to you. I really am.
You're just saying that to be nice, Daddy. When are you going to let me grow up?
Believe me, honey. Soon you'll be doing things you never thought possible. Say the trip were in 2 years.
2 years? I can't do anything for 2 years?
Listen. Listen. You'd be 18. You'd be better prepared. There'd be no question about the trip.
So, I can do it in 2 years? Do you promise?
Oh, boy. You've been doing this since you were a minute old.
What?
Wrapping me around your little finger.
Do you promise?